外星话基因服务于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年3月17日，星期日。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔和圣巴拉德夫，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典国家宝藏的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 6, Purusha Sukta, confirmed today's text, 36.
今天我们继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坛》第二篇第六章，赞美至尊主的颂歌得到证实。我们今天阅读的诗节是第36诗节。
Nata
Nata
Asmi
Asmi
Aham
Aham
Tat
Tat
Charanam
Charanam
Samiyusham
Samiyusham
Natosmi Aham Tat Charanam Samiyusham
Natosmi Aham Tat Charanam Samiyusham
Bhavachidam
Bhavachidam
Svasti Ayanam
Svastiya Ayanam
Sumangalam
Sumangalam
Bhavachidam Svastiyayanam Sumangalam
Bhavachidam Svastiyayanam Sumangalam
Ya
Ya
Hi
Hi
Atmamaya
Mamaya
Vibhavam
Vibhavam
Sma
Ma
Paryagat
Paryagat
Yohi Atma Mayam Vibhavam Sma Paryagat
Yohi Atma Maya Vibhavam Sma Paryagat
Yata
Yata
Nabha
Nabha
Svahantam
Svahantam
Atha
Atha
Apare
Apare
Kuta
Kuta
Yata Nabha Svantam Atha Apare Kuta
Yata Nabha Svantam Atha Apare Kuta
Natosmi Aham Tat Charanam Samiyusham
Natosmi Aham Tat Charanam Samiyusham
Bhavachidam Svastiyayanam Sumangalam
Bhavachidam svastiyayanam smangalam
Yoyatma baya Yoyatma maya vibhavam sma paryagad
Yoyatma maya vibhavam sma paryagad
Yata nabha svantam ata pare kuta
Yata nabha svantam
Okay, word for word meaning. Nata.
Nata, 让我顶礼.
Asmi.
Asmi, 是.
Aham.
Aham, 我.
Tat.
Tat, 至尊主的.
Charanam.
Charanam, 足.
Samiyusham.
Samiyusham, 皈依了的灵魂的.
Bhavachidam.
Bhavachidam.终止重复生死的
Svastiyayanam
Svastiyayanam 感受到全面的快乐
Sumangalam
Sumangalam 绝对吉祥的
Ya
Ya 的人
He
He 准确的
Atmamaya
Atmamaya 个人能量
Vibhavam
Vibhavam 力量
Sma
Sma 肯定的
Paryagat
Ayata 不能估计
Yata
Yata 正如
Nabha
Nabha 天空
Svantam
Svantam 自己的界限
Atta
Apa, 因此。
Apare,
apare, 其他人。
Kuta,
是他怎样。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文。因此我最好是投靠他的莲花族，仅仅是他的莲花族就能把人从生死轮回的痛苦中解救出来。这种皈依绝对吉祥，让人感受到所有的快乐，就连天空都估量不了他的自己的扩展限度，更何况在至尊主本人都估量不了他自己的的极限时，其他人又怎么能够知道呢？要旨，主 Brahma 是全体有学识的生物体中最非凡的学者，是最伟大的祭祀家，最了不起的苦行者，以及最卓越的自觉了的神秘家。身为众生最高的灵性导师，他劝我们要想获得一切成功，甚至摆脱物质生活的痛苦，记住绝对吉祥的灵性存在，唯一该做的就是投靠至尊主的莲花族。 Brahma 被称为祖先的祖先 Pitmaha。 就有关如何履行自己的责任问题，年轻人如果穷，尽管这种解脱和快乐比天空大无数倍，但在我们目前的情况下，只有用天空做比较，我们才能够了解这种解脱和快乐的巨大程度。我们测量不了天空，但通过与至尊主交往联谊所得到的快乐和自由远比天空要大。这种灵性快乐是那么的巨大，以致就连至尊主本人都估量不了，更何况是其他的人呢？经典中说，灵性的快乐是无限的，这节世界里就连至尊主都估量不了这种快乐。这并不是说至尊主不能估量它，因此至尊主在这方面不完美。其实际情况是至尊主可以估量它，但由于至尊主处在绝对的层次，至尊主的快乐与至尊主本人是一样的，因此至尊主可以估量来自他本人的快乐，但快乐增加，至尊主再次估量他，而快乐的强度不断增加，至尊主不断的去估量。就这样，快乐的增强与估量之间存在着永恒的竞争，从不停直到永远。灵性快乐是一个程度在不断增加的快乐海洋。Ananda Buddhi Vardhana， 物质的海洋没有活力，但灵性的海洋充满了活力。主 Krishna 的快乐能量，圣 Radharani 这位超然的人物，就是那充满活力且快乐不断增强的灵性的快乐的海洋。Kaviraja Goswami 在《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Chaitanya Charitamrita 上篇第四章中对他进行了生动的描述。译文：因此我最好是投靠他的莲花族，仅仅是他的莲花族就能够把人从生死轮回的痛苦中解救出来。这种皈依绝对吉祥，让人感受到所有的快乐，就连天空都估量不了他自己的扩展限度，更何况在至尊主本人都估量不了他自己的极限时，其他人又能做什么呢？
Om Gyanati Miranda Sya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurumilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pretty Happy。
那么现在呢，我们是被选择了向
Until now
Yeah， 就直到现在，我们现在是被选择了去这个臣服于物质能量，那么就是为了呢要去得到一点儿我们这个感官上的快乐，然后呢让我感到心满意足。
We have been trying to manage very hard, very intelligent to somehow escape miseries.
那我们呢是竭尽全力的这个用很多的这种智慧去让自己从痛苦中摆脱出来。
And you see, our modern progress is mainly done or maybe achieved with the purpose of minimizing the miseries of people.
那我们可以看到，就是所有的这些这个现代的进化，就是现代的这个提升的，都是为了要试着去减低人们所受的痛苦。
So much scientific progress has been made.
到目前为止呢，有很多的科学上的成就。
So much progress has been made in the aspect of health.
比如说呢，在我们的这个医学方面呢，也有很大的进步。
We have solved so many economical problems of society.
那我们已经解决了在这个社会上的很多的经济上的问题。
So when you look around, it seems that we are going very progressively.
我们如果是环顾四周的话呢，我们就会发现，可能我们是很有进展的在向前行着。
It seems that by surrendering to this material energy, we can actually achieve some benefits.
看起来好像如果我们要是臣服于这个物质能量的话，那我们就能够得到一些好处。
It seems so.
看起来是这样的。
But if you really analyze our situation,
但是如果我们要是真的去分析一下我们的处境的话，
we still disturbed by the same miseries as before.
那实际上我们呢还是像以前一样在受着同样的苦。
We are not free from birth, death, old age, and disease.
我们并没有从生死轮回的状况中摆脱出来。
We are not free from the miseries caused by other living entities.
我们也没有办法从被其他的生物体所制造的这个痛苦中摆脱出来。
We are voice of Lord Brahma.
所以说呢，那些真诚的、诚实的想要让自己的生活变得更加的提升的人，就应该去接受主巴玛的建议。
It's like a child. A child takes guidance from the father because he knows the father has more experience. He knows better.
那比如说呢，一个孩子他就会去向他的父亲学习，因为他知道他的父亲呢要更加的有经验，要更加的了解。
So Lord Brahma is not just the father, but he's the father of all fathers.
那主布拉玛呢？他不仅是一位父亲，而且呢，他是所有的父亲的父亲。
So is the one who is certainly more concerned about our well-being.
那么所以说呢，我们 ，I mean, 我
is the most concerned about our well-being, Lord Brahma.
OK, 那么主布拉玛呢？他是那位最体恤我们的。这个益处就是我们的益处的那个人。
So he certainly is very concerned about our happiness.
所以毫无疑问，他呢就非常的关心我们的快乐。
He knows perfectly how material energy functions.
而且呢，他也非常的明白这个物质能量是怎么运作的。
So he knows very clearly that surrender to material energy is the most harmful thing that we can do to ourselves.
所以他也就知道了这个他，而且他也明白，像这个物质的能量臣服是我们对我们自己做的最佳的有伤害的事情。
So we have tried for many lifetimes to sincerely, honest surrender to material nature. We have tried.
那我们已经尝试着在这么多的生世里面非常认真地臣服于物质能量了。
And if we are honest enough to analyze our situation, we will see that we still in great trouble.
那如果我们要是很诚实地去很好地去分析一下我们所处的这个状况的话，那我们也就能够知道我们其实依然还是处在那个麻烦之中。
We are not free from miseries.
也就是说，我们根本就没有摆脱痛苦。
And we are not happy.
我们也不快乐。
It's a fact.
事实。
People may try in illusion to fool themselves by thinking that when they can manage some misery here and there, they are happy.
那么人们在这个虚幻的这个状态下，然后自己欺骗自己的，觉得如果我要是在某一个地方能够解脱一点这个痛苦的话，那我就变得快乐了。
And this is what nowadays is considered happiness.
那这也就是在当今的人们对于快乐的衡量。
We do something that make us for some time forget our miseries.
也就是说呢，我们会做一些事情，让我们在短暂的一段时间内忘记了我们的痛苦。
We manage more or less to deal with some miseries.
那所以呢，我们就尽量的从某种程度上去应对着一些痛苦。
At least temporarily.
至少是临时的。
And during that period, we feel, oh, I'm so happy.
那就在那一段时间里面，我们就会觉得，哦，我太快乐了。
But what kind of happiness is that?
但是那又是一种什么样的快乐呢？
It's just an absence of suffering. That's all.
那种快乐呢，只不过就是没有痛苦而已，仅此而已。
That's not real happiness.
但是那并不是真正的快乐。
The happiness all living entities are meant to experience is the same kind of happiness that the Supreme Lord experiences.
那么就是这个众生真正能够体会到的这种快乐，实际上那种快乐是和至尊主所能够体会到的这种快乐是一样的快乐。
And the happiness of the Supreme Lord is so great.Is so great that he himself cannot find its limits.
而至尊主所能体会到的这种快乐呢，是如此伟大的一种快乐，如此大的一种快乐，就连至尊主本人都没有办法去估量他的快乐的极限。
But we know very much the limit of our happiness in this material world.
但是我们却知道我们在这个物质世界里面的这个快乐是多么的有限。
We feel good between two meals. We don't feel hungry, so we feel satisfied. But it's just a few hours, and you feel hungry again. You need to eat another meal.
那么就在两顿饭之间呢，我们感到还是挺心满意足的。因为我们吃饱了，这会儿觉得不饿了，所以我们就觉得还挺开心。但是很快在几个小时以后呢，我们又饿了，又得这个吃饭，然后那会儿就不快乐了。
When we temporarily we manage to get rid of some misery and we experience happiness, but only until next misery comes.
我们可能就是。解决了一个痛苦的时候呢，那么这会儿我们就会觉得快乐，因为没有痛苦了。但是呢，很快的下一个痛苦又会接踵而来。
So our happiness is extremely limited. Just goes between one sensation of stopping some misery until other misery comes, and we try to manage, and then again another misery comes, and go on and on.
所以说呢，我们的这种快乐呢是非常的短暂的，而且呢，它也只是一个就是短暂临时的一种感觉而已。只是从一种这个我们解决了一种这个痛苦的这种感受，那我们就觉得快乐了。但是很快我们又会去解决另外一个痛苦，而且这个痛苦呢，就是一个一个一个一个。
We have to be honest and analyze our existence in this world. It's just like that. It's a temporary experience of satisfaction because there is some cessation of misery just for some time. It's so limited the happiness we experience in this world.
那现在我们就应该非常诚实的去很好的去分析一下我们在这个物质世界的这个处境。那么我们呢？只不过呢是在感受着一种感觉，那么这种快乐的感觉呢，它是非常的有限的，它是从一个痛苦之后 感受到了一种快乐，但之后呢，很快又会变得痛苦。
We just need to observe our own existence.
我们只是需要去观察一下我们自己本身的存在的这种特点。
We should not try to fool ourselves thinking that we are happy because the so-called happiness we experience is extremely limited, extremely temporary.
那我们不能够就是这个欺骗自己的，告诉自己我们就是在快乐。那实际上我们所出来的这种快乐呢，它是非常的有限的，而且呢也是很不实的。
Krishna is the one who has created this material world.
那么 Krishna 呢是那个创造了这个物质世界的人。
And he doesn't use flattering words to call this material nature to identify this material nature. He doesn't use flattering words in relation to material nature.
他用了这个恭维的。
He doesn't.
Okay, 他没有用这个恭维的话来讲和这个物质自然之间的这个关系。
He doesn't say, "Oh, it's a beautiful place. Yes, you all living entities, you can stay here. This is a fantastic place to be."
他并没有说这是一个非常美妙的地方，你们这些这个生物体就可以待在这儿，就是一个太。就是令人这个开心的一个地方了。
Yeah, like people advertise for touristic places. Well, this is a wonderful place. Here is where you can experience your real satisfaction. Spend a very good days of vacations. Very happy, very jolly.
那比如说呢，像这个广告上，有些时候对一个大的一个地方做的这个广告，就是啊，那这是一个非常非常快乐的地方，你可以在这个地方去尽享所有的这种美妙快乐的感觉。
No, he does not use such flattering words.
所以 Krishna 他并没有用这些恭维的话。
He says very clear, this is a temporary place full of miseries.
那么他说的非常的清楚，这就是一个临时之地，充满了无限的痛苦。
He's the creator.
他是控制者，他是创造者。
He knows how this material world, nature works.
对呢，他知道这个物质，自然它是怎么个运作方法的。
And here we have the advice of Lord Brahma, which who has so much experience, the one who has more experience than any other living entity in this world.
那我们在这里面呢，就有主 Brahma 的建议。那么主 Brahma 呢，他是最有经验的人，他是在这个物质世界里面最有经验的人了。
Just surrender to the Supreme Lord and stop all this nonsense of trying to be happy in this material existence.
只是向至尊主皈依，然后结束在这个物质世界所做出的想要得到快乐的一切的不当的行为。
And uses very beautiful words. It is just simply by surrender to the Supreme Lord, our existence, we experience bhavachidam, liberation from all material miseries.
那他这里面用了非常美妙的方式，说到我们只是向至尊主皈依，我们就能够解脱，我们就能够停止在这个物质世界的一切痛苦。
Because this is one of the first things we want to be free from.
因为这个呢，就是我们首当其冲想要去摆脱的事情。
Everybody wants to be free from miseries. Every living entity.
所有的人，每一个生物体都想要摆脱痛苦。
And this is just the beginning. It's just a result. The beginning result of surrendering to the Lord.
而这个呢，只是在这个向主去臣服的得到的结果的开始的那个东西。
Then svasti ayanam, we start perceiving real happiness.
然后呢，才是 svasti ayanam, 也就是我们开始去能够感知到了真正的快乐。
Means you become really happy.
也就是说呢，你变得真正的快乐了起来。
And then sumangalam.
然后呢，是 sumangalam。
Everything becomes auspicious.
也就是说，所有的一切都变得吉祥了起来。
These are the results of surrendering to Krishna.
那所以这个呢，就是像那成佛了之后所获得的结果。
And we already know the results of surrendering to material nature.
而且呢，我们也知道了去向物质能量臣服之后所得到的结果是什么。
So we can choose.
对呢，我们可以选择了。
We have already tried hard, not just in this lifetime, but in so many lifetimes, we have tried to be happy in material existence. Let's see, are we really happy?
那我们已经这个经过了艰苦的努力，我们不仅是在这一生，我们在之前的生世里面都始终都在试图着向物质能量臣服。那我们看我们是不是快乐了呢？
嗯 ，So we have to be very clear.
对呢，我们必须让自己变得很清晰。
Where are we? What did we achieve?
我们到底在哪儿？我们都得到了些什么样的成就？
嗯。So, okay, we don't know yet. We have not yet experienced the results of totally surrender to the Lord.
Okay, 我们现在呢还没有完全体会到我们向主臣服之后的感受。
But we already have the description of the results that will expect us, will wait for us if you surrender.Completely to the Lord.
但是呢，我们已经有这方面的这个描述，就是如果我们要是完全的臣服于主以后呢，我们会得到些什么
？We have the experience of the first created being, Lord Brahma himself.
因为呢，我们这个创造的第一人主 Brahma 他已经自己亲自的有了这些体会。
And the experience of all our great acharyas after Lord Brahma until Srila Prabhupada until today.
而且呢，就是在主婆那之后的所有的这些 acharya， 他们都有这方面的体会。
We have here Srila Prabhupada's wonderful advice.
所以呢，我们在这里面呢，就有 Srila Prabhupada 非常美妙的建议。
So at least we could try honestly and sincerely.
那么至少呢，我们可以非常诚实的、非常的认真的去尝试。
嗯。And what means this surrender, practically speaking?
那么从这个实际的这个角度上来讲，这个臣服到底是什么意思呢
？What that means? Surrender to the Lord.
就是说向主臣服是什么意思？
嗯。There are characteristics, the scripture explained the characteristics of surrender. What surrender implicates?
嗯，那么在这个经典就在这个描述里面呢，就解释了这个臣服它到底是什么样的特质。臣服
The first thing is that the devotee should a person should accept only what is favorable to render.Loving service to the Lord.
首先呢，这位奉献者呢，他要接受的是，这个有利于的，就有利的事情。也就是说呢，要向至尊主去从事爱心服务。
We may perform a particular occupational duty in society.
那我们也许可能在我们的社区里面呢，去从事一个特定的工作。
But whatever we do.Whatever we do should come to the point of developing Krishna consciousness.
但是无论我们做什么，我们做它的目的都是为了去培养我们的 Krishna 知觉。
嗯。The second thing that we must reject everything that is unfavorable to the Lord's service.
那么第二件事情呢，就是我们要拒绝、避免去做不利于为至尊主做服务的事情。
This is what is called renunciation. Renounce everything that is unfavorable to the Lord's service.
那这个呢被称为是弃绝，也就是放弃掉所有的一切不利于为至尊主做服务的事情。
So anything that does not help us to attain Krishna consciousness should be avoided.
所以任何不利于我们得到 Krishna 知觉的事情都应该被避免。
So it's very clear.
非常的清晰。
Another thing is that a devotee should be totally convinced that only Krishna can give him protection.
那么第二点呢，就是奉献者应该完全的这个确信，只有 Krishna 才能够给你庇护。
Nobody in this world can protect us.
那么在这个物质世，在这个世界里面呢，没有任何一个人可以保护我们。
In a moments of great difficulty, we have nobody around. Nobody can help us.
所以呢，当我们身处逆境的时候呢，是没有人在我们身边，也没有人可以帮助到我们的。
Krishna is ready to protect his devotees. He promises in the Bhagavad Gita.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他时刻准备着去保护他的奉献者，他在《博迦梵歌》里面就有了这样的承诺。
Particularly those who are engaged in his devotional service, you give them all protection.
那么特别是那些从事奉献服务的人 ，Krishna 就会给他们全然的保护。
So the devotee should be totally confident that Krishna will always protect him from all difficulties.
那么所以呢，作为一个奉献者，就应该非常的有信心，去相信 Krishna 会保护他，免除所有的困难。
Another thing, we should always accept, the devotee should always accept Krishna as the only one who really maintains him, which is really his real caring master.
那么还有另外一件事情呢，就是要接受，就是这个至尊主他是唯一的主。
Nobody within the three worlds can maintain anyone except Krishna.
那么在这个物质世界，除了 Krishna， 没有任何一个人可以去维系所有人。
There is no need to think how I am going to keep my body okay. Krishna will take you. Will see to that.
那么，所以我们不用需要去考虑我是不是要好好的照顾我的身体，因为 Krishna 会照顾的。
Even without being surrendered, Krishna has already been taking care of us.
那即便是我们没有臣服，但 Krishna 也已经在保护我们了，在照顾。
So why will Krishna will not take care of us if we become his surrendered servants?
说呢，当我们成为了主 Krishna 的臣服的仆人之后，他有什么理由不再照顾我们呢？
So a devotee should not in everything he does.He should not be independent.
那么所以说呢，作为一个奉献者，他所做的任何一件事情都不是独立而为的。
In whatever activities we do, whatever desires we have, we should not be independent of the Lord.
对，无论我们所从事的什么活动，或者我们有任何的愿望，我们都不应该独立于至尊主去有这个愿望。
Means a person, a devotee should act as Krishna desires. He should think as Krishna desires.
也就是说，一位奉献者呢，他应该按照 Krishna 的愿望去想去做。
And the devotee should always remain meek and humble.
那么，作为奉献者呢，他也总是要让自己变得非常的柔和，非常的谦卑。
Because we understand that we have been totally crushed by material nature.
因为我们理解，我们现在已经完全被物质能量击碎了。
It's totally pointless to be proud in this material existence.
所以说呢，在这个物质存在中，去展现骄傲是完全没有意义的。
So we have to in great humility, in great meekness, we just accept that we cannot do nothing on our own.
所以呢，怀着极大的谦卑之情，还有这个温柔之情。我们就应该去接受，我们其实自己本人实际上是无能为力的，什么也做不成。
Means without Krishna's help, I cannot achieve anything.
也就是说，如果在没有 Krishna 的帮助之下，我一事无成。
So this is what has to be done in order to achieve complete surrender.
因为我们如果要是想要得到完全的皈依和臣服的话，这就是我们需要做的事情。
So Krishna says, a person who has completely surrendered unto me.
那么 Krishna 就讲到了一个人，无论他是完全的臣服于我。
Who has completely given up all unfavorable activities.
那么一个人他完全的臣服于我，他从事了所有的有利的活动。
He is protected by me personally.
他就会被我亲自保护。
Krishna says, I personally protect him.
Krishna 他这边就讲到了我亲自保护他。
Not through the demigods, not through any arrangement. He personally protects.
所以呢，并不是通过半神人或者通过任何安排去保护他，而是 Krishna 自己亲自本人会保护。
Krishna said, I help him. I help such a person to become more and more advanced in spiritual life.
那么 Krishna 就说呢，我会帮这样的一个人在灵性生活中不断的取得更高的进步。
This is Krishna's promise.
所以这是 Krishna 的承诺。
We have to surrender, understand that nothing belongs to us.
我们必须要能够理解，没有任何一件事情是属于我们的。
Our bodies, our minds, our possessions, everything is belongs to the Lord.
我们的身体、我们的心意、我们的所有的财产都是属于自己的。
We ourselves as spiritual souls, we belong to the Lord.
那我们自己，我们的这个灵性的灵魂也都是属于至尊主的。
There's a very beautiful prayer by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a song.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就写了一首非常美妙的祈祷歌。
He says, My dear Lord, everything in my possession, my mind, my whole household affairs, my body, whatever I have in my possession, I offer everything to you in your service.
那么他就说了，他说我亲爱的主啊，我的身体、我的心意以及我的家人、我的所有处理的事情，一切我都把它贡献，给您作为对您的爱心服务。
You can do with that as you like.
那么我把它供奉给您，您可以任意的处置它们。
You are the supreme possessor of everything.
那么您是至尊的一切的拥有者。
If you like, you can kill me.
如果你要是愿意的话呢，你可以杀死我。
Or if you like, you can give me protection.
如果你要是愿意的话呢，你也可以保护我。
All authority belongs to you.
那么所有的这个权威呢，全部都属于您的。
I have nothing to claim as my own.
那么没有一件事情我可以宣称是属于我自己的。
There is another devotee who also says something. I don't have his name. My dear. Say.
就还有另外一位奉献者呢，他也说了类似的话，但是我呢不知道他的名字。
He says, "My dear Lord."
他说我亲爱的主啊。
As a souled animal has no need to think about his maintenance and sustenance.
As a souled animal. Okay.
Yes, has no need to think about his maintenance and sustenance.
Okay. 那么就是作为一个已经被卖掉的动物，它不需要去考虑它的维系和它的maintenance and sustainable, 它的维系和维持。
Because I have given my body and soul to you.
因为呢，我把我的身体和我的灵魂给了您。
I'm no longer concerned about my maintenance and protection.
那所以我也就不用再去考虑关于我的维护和对我自己的保护了。
In other words, we should not bother about.Our family or personal maintenance.
那也就是说呢，我们不需要去为我们自己的家人和自己的这个维护而担忧。
If we are actually, if we become really surrendered in body and soul, Krishna will takes care of everything.
那么，如果我们真的要是把我们的身体和灵魂都皈依在了 Krishna 的面前的话，那 Krishna 他就会照顾所有的一切。
So we may not be at that stage.
那我们也现在还没有在那个层面上。
But at least whatever we do, we should always think, whatever I am getting, whatever results I'm getting, whatever satisfaction I'm getting, whatever protection or maintenance I'm getting, is actually given by the Lord.
但是呢，至少我应该知道我所得到的一切。如果我得到了任何可以去继续维系我的生活的这个任何事物的话，那我都应该知道是从主那里得来的。
Whatever stress I have to perform activities, whatever ability I have to do things, whatever, no matter how smart I am to get a lot of money, all this is just supplied by the Lord.
那么就是在完成这个活动的这个我所得所具有的这个力量，或者说呢我所有的这个去完成任何活动的这个能力。所有的这一切呢都是由至尊主所给予我的。
So this is the attitude, this is the result of surrender.
那么这个呢就是臣服的结果。
And when you become really surrendered, then we also experience the same happiness, unlimited happiness as the Lord experienced.
那么如果我们真的要是臣服了的话呢，我们也就能够去体验到主所能够体验到的无限的快乐了。
Because spiritual happiness is unlimited.
因为灵性的快乐是无限的。
It's never hampered by any obstacle or any suffer.
所以呢，它也不会被任何的阻碍或者任何的痛苦所阻挡。
It's spiritual happiness is so unlimited that even Krishna cannot measure his own happiness.
那么这个灵性的快乐呢，是如此的浩瀚无边。Krishna 本人也没有办法去衡量他自己的快乐的限制。
Srila Prabhupada explains this very clear. It's not that Krishna is incapable of understanding his own happiness.
但是呢，说爸爸在这里面就把这件事情解释得很清楚，并不是说 Krishna 他没有能力去真的了解他自己快乐的这个维度。
Yes, his happiness is always increasing.
是的，他的这个快乐呢，一直都是在不断的加深的。
And in order to understanding his happiness, his knowledge, his potency, knowledge potency also increases.
而且呢，为了去明白他的这个快乐，所以呢。他的这个就是这个知识的这个能量也在不断的在加多。
Means its capacity to understand also increases. Its capacity to understand his happiness also increases.
那也就是说呢，他要这个理解他的这个快乐的这个能力也在不断的加深。
And as he has understood his happiness increases more.
那么当他明白了他的这个快乐之后呢，他的这个快乐呢就又加深了。
Because he's always increasing, so his understanding is also increasing in order to, his knowledge is also increasing in order to understand more about his happiness.
那么所以说呢，这就一直是在不断的提升的一个状态。当他这个了解了之后呢，这个他的快乐就加深。他的快乐加深了之后呢，他随着他的这个知识也就更多。
So that's there is a constant competition between happiness of the Lord and his knowledge potency to try to understand it.
所以说呢，在主的快乐以及呢，他能够去明白的这个快乐的知识之间，始终在进行着竞争。
Because this is like that's why happiness in spiritual happiness is described ananda buddhi vadana like unlimited ocean.
所以说呢，这个灵性的快乐呢，就被称为是 ananda buddhi vadana， 也就是说呢，它是一个无限的海洋。
Means we don't see the end of it. This is exactly opposed to what we experience in material world, where our happiness is so finite and so limited, so temporary.
那么这个呢，和我们在物质世界所能够体验的快乐是完全大相径庭的。在物质世界里面，我们所能体验到的这种快乐是非常的有限的。
Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes the happiness of Krishna that Srimati Radharani experiences.
么Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj 在Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面就试了 Srimati Radharani 他所体验到的这种快乐。
And he explains the internal reasons, why the Lord appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这他也就解释了主为什么要展现为这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的内在原因。
Why the Lord came in that form? What is his internal reason?
那么为什么主来以这个形象来到这里？这个通常呢会讲到来到这个世界的外在原因，比如说呢，他在这儿是要发起Sankirtan运动，然后呢要解救所有的痛苦的灵魂，然后让所有人都唱诵圣名。那么这是他来到这个物质世界的外在原因。
So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami analyzes these reasons in three aspects.
那Krishna Das Kaviraj Maharaj 呢，他就通过三个方面来分析了这个原因。
Because Srimati Radharani's position in loving dealings with Krishna, her position is very special.
那么因为呢，Srimati Radharani 他的这个在和Krishna 的爱的交流的这个位置上呢，是非常的特别的一个位置。
Radharani is the object of Krishna's love.
那么 Radharani 呢，她是 Krishna 的爱的对象。
Whereas Krishna is the subject.
那么这个 Krishna 呢是主体。
So Krishna does not experience the position of Srimati Radharani in the loving transactions.
但是呢，所以 Krishna 呢，他就没有办法去理解。这个 Radharani 对他的这个爱。
So he wants to take her position, to be in her position, to experience what means to be in her position of a loving service to Krishna. She's the one who is offering loving service to Krishna. She wants to taste that love that she experienced that he does not experience.
那么因为呢这个 Radharani 呢在对 Krishna 在进行着爱心的服务，那么Krishna 呢他没有办法去理解这个 Radharani 他所能够体验到的对 Krishna 的这种爱，所以说呢这个 Krishna 呢他就希望能够去理解 Radharani 他所经历的这种爱是什么样的一种体验。
Krishna is full of sweet qualities.
Krishna 呢，他是充满了无限的甜美的品质。
And Radharani is attracted by those sweet qualities.
而 Radharani 呢，就被所有的这些甜美的品质所吸引。
And the experience of being attracted and taste Krishna's qualities is something that Krishna does not experience.
而且呢就是他所能够体验到的 Krishna 的甜美的品质所能够经历的那种感受是 Krishna 没有办法去经历的。
That attraction, that taste that she has in appreciation in realizing Krishna's qualities, Krishna does not have.
也就是说呢他能够去感受到以及觉悟到的Krishna 的甜美的品质所得到那种感受是 Krishna 没有办法去理解的。
Krishna desires to accept that mentality of Srimati Radharani, take on the position of Srimati Radharani.
那么 Krishna 呢他就非常的渴望能够知道 Radharani 的这种心态到底是什么，他想知道在 Radharani 的这个处境下是什么样的一种感受。
And the third reason is that she enjoys such a bliss in her loving service to Krishna.
而且第三个原因呢，就是这个 Radharani 在服务 Krishna 的时候呢，她是完全的在享受着其中的极乐。
She experiences such a bliss that bliss Krishna.Cannot experience in his position.
那么他所享受到的这种极乐呢，也是 Krishna 在他自己的这个位置上是没有办法去体会到的。
That's why Krishna wanted to be in the position of Srimati Radharani to experience that.
那么就这个原因呢，使得 Krishna 他想要让自己处在 Radharani 的这个位置上，然后去体验。
So Radharani felt much more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna that Krishna could not understand.
那么所以说呢，这个 Radharani 他是处在了一个非常超然的快乐的一种状态之中，那么这种状态呢是 Krishna 没有办法理解的。
But Krishna cannot be in the position of Radharani.
但是 Krishna 他又没有办法让自己处在 Radharani 的位置上。
So that's why, in order to understand the transcendental position, the love and the pleasure and the qualities in himself, Lord Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the emotions, the feelings of Srimati Radharani.
那么所以说呢，就是为了要让自己能够处在那个超然这个位置。然后呢，去理解Radharani 所给 Krishna 的这种超人的这种爱，还有就是他所对他从事的这些服务，使得主 Krishna 以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个身份降临，然后呢，让他能够去理解 Radharani 的一种心态。
So this is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but the complexion, the emotions, everything are Srimati Radharani.
所以呢，这就是主 Chaitanya。虽然主 Chaitanya 他是主 Krishna， 但是呢，他的这个心绪，还有他的这个皮肤的这个肤色，都是 Radharani 的。
That's why in that position, Krishna becomes very compassionate. He wants to give opportunity to other living entity to perform loving service to Krishna because that's the position of Srimati Radharani.
那么，因为这个原因呢，使得Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他是非常的这个充满怜悯之心的，而且呢，他是希望能够让所有的奉献者都有机会去服务主 Krishna 的，因为呢，这就是本来就是 Radharani。
And it's because of this compassion that is in Srimati Radharani that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests the Sankirtana movement. It manifests the external reasons for his coming.
那也就是由于Radharani 的这种怜悯之情，使得主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他才会有发起 Sankirtan 运动。然后让所有人都能够去唱诵圣名的这件事，这个外在的原因。
So, the conclusion is that the happiness that is waiting for us if we surrender completely to Krishna is so great, so wonderful, so limitless, so unlimited that even the Lord Himself it does not see the end of it.
那么所以呢，这个结论就是，如果我们要是臣服在主的莲花足下的话，那我们所能够期待到的这个快乐是非常的无限的，是非常的美好的。
Unlimited. His happiness is unlimited.
那么对，因为这个主他的这种快乐呢是无限的。
So I think we are left with only one option.
那么所以呢，我们现在就只剩下一个选择了。
We already had made a wrong choice for so long, and now it's time to do the right choice.
因为我们已经做这个在错误的选择里面待了太长的时间了，我们现在呢就是要去做出这个正确的选择的时候。
For a flickering drop of happiness that we have been tasting, we can have the whole ocean of happiness, experience the whole ocean of happiness.
就如果我们就如果是体尝到最初的这种快乐的话，就可以知道整个的一汪洋的甘露的滋味，就是这个快乐的滋味是什么。
So this is the wonderful result of surrendering to the Lord.
所以呢，这个就是向主臣服了之后所能够得到的非常的美妙的益处。
We become liberated from our material miseries.
那我们可以从我们的物质的痛苦中解脱出来。
We experience the real happiness.
我们也能够体验到真正的快乐。
And in our lives, everything becomes auspicious.
而且呢，在我们的生命之中呢，所有的一切都变得吉祥了起来。
So this is what is waiting for us if we opt to surrender to Krishna.
所以如果我们要是臣服于 Krishna 的话，那么这就是等在我们面前的结果。
Jai, we stop here.
那我们的讲课停在这儿。
Any questions or comments? It's time now.
OK, 如果大家要是有任何的问题或者有评述的话呢，那现在就可以提上来了。Silent. Dust 的问题，愿望、想法和行为，愿望、想法和行动永远都不应该独立于主，到底是什么意思？具体怎么做？The willing, the thought, and the activity never.Be done independently from the Lord. What does that mean and what to do?
Say it again, the three things.
Okay, the three things is willing and also the thought and the action. So all of these things you never do independently.With the Lord, what that means and also how to do it.
It means that the activities of our body and the activities of our minds should all be engaged in the service of the Lord.
那也就是说呢，就是我们的行动，就是我们的身体和心意的行动应该总是致力在为主的服务之中的。
We don't allow our thinking process to be our thoughts to be unfavorable to the Lord.
也就是说呢
to service to the Lord.
我们不允许我们的这个想法是不利于对至尊主的服务的。
And we should not act in a way that is it will make us forget the Lord or to become distant from the Lord.
而且呢，我们也不要去从事那些。让主不开心的，或者是远离主的活动。
Means we should not involve ourselves in activities that create karma, create material result.
那也就是说呢，我们不要去从事一些让我们会有业报的，或者是会有一些物质的结果的行动。
So the beginning are our thoughts, because our thoughts.Are coming from the mind, and our thoughts eventually become actions.
因为呢，就是我们的这个想法，它是来自于我们的心意的。然后最终呢，这个想法它就会变成一种行动。
So if our thoughts are wrong, if we think about our own selfish sense gratification, if we think about our own.Enjoyment or the enjoyment of those connected with us, we don't think about Krishna's enjoyment, then that type of thought is going to bring us to do activities that are not conducive to devotional service.
那么所以说，如果这个想法要是错的，这个想法呢，只是为了要满足我们自己的感官享乐，只是为了要让我们自己快乐，而没有想到要让主快乐的话，那么呢，就会让我们去从事一些。不利于至尊，就是和至尊主服务不相关的一些这个行动。
So you should be always thinking how to please the Lord, how to please the Lord devotees.
那所以呢，我们应该总是在想着怎么去让主开心，怎么让主奉献者开心。
how to give up our selfish interests.
怎么放弃掉我们自己的自私自利的这个益处。
How to improve ourselves so we can render better devotional service.
那我们总是要想我们怎么能够提升自己，然后能让自己能够去做更好的奉献服务。
So if our thought process is connected with Krishna, then actually, naturally the activities of the body, the senses, will also be connected with favorably in devotional service.
那所以说，如果我们的这个想法总是和这个有利于目的这些这个想法要先合作在一起的话，那这个同时也就自然的会利于奉献服务了。
Next question.
Next question, feel from the就是一能保护我们的，在危险的时刻只有非常能保护我们，灵性导师也不能保护我们。So Krishna is the only one.
Connection is not very good. But I cannot hear you well.
Horrible.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The question is that Krishna is the only one can protect us in the most dangerous moment. Only the Lord is the one to protect us. What about the spiritual master? Is the spiritual master can protect us or cannot?
Yes, spiritual master is Krishna's representative.Is doing the work of Krishna, so he's the one who protects us directly because he's the one who is empowered by Krishna to take care of us.
So Krishna 呢，他是就是灵性导师，他是 Krishna 的展示。那么呢，这个灵性导师他是在按照 Krishna 的这个意思在做事情。所以说呢，Krishna 他是不是灵性导师？他是那个直接保护我们的人。
So how does he protect us?
但他怎么保护我们的呢？
By giving us guidance.
他是通过给我们指导保护。
Because by giving us through the Guru's guidance, we can act in a proper way, and we experience Krishna's protection all the time.
因为呢，我们在 Guru 的指导之下呢，我们就能够以恰当的这种形式去活动，去行动。那当我们这个在恰当的形式去行动的时候呢，我们就可以一直都体会到 Krishna 在保护我们了。
嗯。Next question.
From Das, Krishna 的保护和灵性导师的保护有什么不同 ？What are the differences of the protection from the Lord and from the spiritual master?
There's no difference.
没有区别。
嗯。The spiritual master, as the representative, as the servant of the Lord, guides us.How to also serve the Lord, how to also to be dedicate our lives to the Lord, and as a result, we will be protected personally by the Lord.
那么灵性导师呢？他是至尊主的代表，是至尊主的仆人。那他呢，在指导着我们如何去服务主，如何去这个为主做这个爱心的服务。那么通过我们在他的指导之下去从事这个活动呢？那我们就能够感受到主所给我们的这种亲身的照顾。
So the spiritual master gives us guidance and gives us also an example of themselves being surrendered to the Lord, and by following their example and their guidance, we can also experience the Lord's protection.
那么灵性导师呢？他首先呢，能够指导，然后呢，他们已经是一个一个如何去服务主？那么所以说呢，通过他的指导，通过他的榜样，那我们呢就得到了这个至尊主的这种保护。
Next question.
Next question from Free and Easy. 顶白阿叔和翻译，感恩您精彩的讲课。我们的一切都由不是自己，是拿走了能力。金钱、亲人，我们就会更加的痛苦。不如直接拿走我们的生命，这样拿走的生命是不是就可以直接去到了灵性世界呢？感恩您。Please accept my very humble obeisances. Thank you very much for the collective. So all of everything of us belongs to the Lord. However, the Lord can take them away anytime. However, If he take away our capability, our money, our relatives, that will make us to be more miserable. I think it's better for him to take away our life directly. So if he take away the life directly, if that means that the life can go back to the spiritual world right away. Thank you.
Krishna takes away your properties according to your karma. It takes away your material benefits according to your karma.
Krishna 呢是根据你的业报拿走你的物质的这些财富。
And if you become a surrendered devotee to the Lord,
那么如果你要是变成了一个主的臣服的奉献者
，Krishna will remove all of those things that are an obstacle to your spiritual development.
那么 Krishna 呢只会拿走那些。阻碍着你获得灵性进步的东西。
But the Lord will always maintain you.
但是主呢会一直的维系着你。
He will always make sure that you have what you need, what you really need.
那么你呢一直都会确保着能够得到你真正需要的东西。
Not what you have greed for.
并不是说是维系着你特别贪婪想要得到的东西。
He gives everything. He maintains his devotees. Gives them everything they really need.
所以呢，他维系奉献者的方法就是会给奉献者他们真正需要的东西。
So and then when they are satisfied and when they become fully surrendered, yes, in the end of their existence in this material world, it takes them to the spiritual world.
Satisfied.
And if they are totally satisfied by the Lord's protection by being surrendered to the Lord, in the end of this existence, the Lord will take them back to Him.
Okay, 那么如果他们通过他们对主的这个臣服完满足于他们的这种臣服的状态的话，那么在他生命最后的这个时刻呢，主就会把他给带到灵性世界去。
But don't worry, the Lord will not take away anything from you unless that is an impediment to your loving surrender.
那么你不用担心，主呢其实是不会拿走。就主所拿走的这些东西只是会障碍你去臣服于他的那些东西。
The Lord never wants his devotees to be miserable.
那主呢永远都不想让他的奉献者痛苦。
If people are miserable in this world, it's because of their bad karma.
那么人们之所以在这个物质世界会痛苦的原因呢是由于他的不好的业报所致的。
They did activities that now deserve to be in that situation.
那他的这个
They behave in such a way that now they deserve to be in that miserable situation.
对，那就是他的就这种行为举止呢，是让他不得不要处在他现在的这种状态下，就因为他必须要经历这个状态。
But a surrendered devotee will never be in a miserable situation.
但是呢，作为一个臣服的奉献者，他永远都不会处在一个痛苦的状态。
Because the Lord promises to maintain and to preserve what the devotees have.
那么因为呢，主他就已经承诺了，他会保护着奉献者所有的东西。
Preserve and provide and preserve.
所以呢，他会提供，他也会保有。
Next question.
Next question, still from Free and Easy Mother. 能在物质世界怎么体会灵性的快乐呢？我们体验到的到底是灵性的快乐，还是灵性快乐的影子 ？How to experience the spiritual joyfulness in the material world? So what we have experienced here is really spiritual joyfulness, or is only the reflection of the spiritual joyfulness?
Without devotional service to Krishna, the happiness we experience is just a reflection of the spiritual happiness. It's not really spiritual happiness. Spiritual happiness comes when we engage seriously in loving service to the Lord.
那么如果我们要是没有对至尊主进行服务的话，我们在这儿所体验到的那种快乐只是灵性快乐的一个影子而已。那如果我们要是真正的要体验到灵性的快乐的话，就必须要对至尊主的爱心服务。
The more we surrender to Krishna, the more happiness we experience, spiritual happiness.
那么我们越臣服于 Krishna, 我们就越能够体验到灵性上的快乐。
But we have to take to this process of surrender seriously.
但是呢，我们必须要非常的严肃、认真的去进行着我们的臣服之路。
So we may be in the process of surrender. We are not yet surrender. We are in the process of trying to surrender.
那我们现在呢，其实只不过还处在一个想要让自己变得臣服的路途之中。我们现在还没有真正的臣服。
But even in that situation, the devotee already experienced many opportunities or many moments of great spiritual happiness.
但是呢，就即便是在这样的一种状态下，奉献者他已经能够在很多的时刻体验到极度的灵性上的快乐了。
The first thing is that we should think in terms of how to please the Lord. This is the first and foremost thing.
这个首当其冲的也是最重要的事情，我们要考虑的就是怎么去取悦主，怎么让主开心。
That's why we accept things that are favorable and we try to reject anything that is favorable to our service to the Lord.
所以就是为什么呢？我们要接受的是做服务有益的那些事情，而拒绝所有的那些对主做服务不利的事情。
Otherwise, if we don't do that, and we make to one side, we make efforts to serve the Lord. On the other side, we still engage in activities that are detrimental to the service of the Lord. You cannot advance very much.
因为如果我们要不这么做的话，我们如果一方面去服务主，而另外一方面就从事一些这个对于服务主特别的有破坏性的这些活动的话，那我们也没有办法取得什么进步了。
It's like trying to build a fire, a good fire, but at the same time put water on it.
那么就好像一方面呢，我们要点火，另外一方面在上面浇水。
So we are not going to get a good fire.
那这样的话，我们就没有办法点起一团好火。
We have to let the fire.Of devotion, a fire surrender to burn freely. So we, all the inauspicious things will be burned away and we experience real happiness. But if you mixed in our selfish interest, then this process of achieving real satisfaction will be curtailed.
要让它这个很好的点燃，但是呢，如果我们要是一般在点火，然后一边又去做一些这个不恰当的这个事情的话呢，那我们这个没有办法真正的去
Then our desire to be satisfied will not be achieved.
那然后那如果我们要是不这么做的话呢，那我们真正的这个。心满意足的这种感受就没有办法去得到了。
So we have to act in such a way that is pleasing to the Lord. This is the must.
那么，所以呢，我们必须要做的事情就是要去取悦主。
Even if it is going by simple increments, but at least we have to try in that sense and understand our inability to do everything well. So we should not be demanding to have that experience of that spirit of happiness if you are not able to at least avoid the things that are very unfavorable.
但是如果我们要不是一些这个不好的这个事情的话呢，那至少我们应该承认，就我们现在的这个能力是有限的。但是当我们还在从事着对主不利的这些事情的时候呢，我们这波也就不要去期望着我们能够得到灵性上的快乐。
Because if you do unfavorable activities, those unfavorable activities will bring us karma. Karma brings reactions in the form of suffering. So we have to avoid unfavorable activities because then they are still subject to the laws of karma.
那因为如果我们要是去从事那些不利于奉献服务的那些事情的话呢，那它就会给我们造成业报。那么这个业报呢，它就会让我们变得这个痛苦。
So at least we have to be aware of this. So in our process of surrender, sure, okay, if I am not yet achieving that higher happiness, it's because yes, I still have this that I have to deal with, because it's not favorable to the service of the Lord.
那么所以说呢，就我们要知道，就是我们在这个做这个事情的时候呢，我们依然还是有这样或那样的这个问题，而这些问题呢，都是不利于这个至尊主的。
So yes, it may take some time.
那也许我们是需要花一定的时间。
But we should be conscious of that all the time.
但是呢，我们应该一直都能够知觉到这件事情，有意识。
Instead of measuring how much we have done for the Lord, it's better to measure what we have not yet done for the Lord.
那我们与其去想我都已经为主做了些什么，还不如去想一想，就是去测度一下我还有什么没有为主做的事情。
Where are my imperfections? Where are my weaknesses? And yes, we may not be able to deal with them on our own, but the Lord is ready to help us if you really sincere, honestly beg Him to help us, you know, in dealing with our failures to satisfy Him. Then the Lord will help us.
那我的缺点我都在哪儿 ？OK， 那我现在我自己呢是没有办法按照我就是依靠我自己的能力去解决这些我自己的缺点和错误。但是如果我们要是真的非常真诚的去相处祈祷的话，那主呢他就会一直在那儿待着，然后呢他就一直想要这个帮助我们，去帮助我们解决我们的这个缺点和错误。
If you try to improve yourself, to help yourself, Krishna certainly will help you, because God helps those who help themselves.
那因为如果你要是要让你变得更好，要有提升的话呢，那主就会帮助你，因为主是会帮助那些在帮助自己的人的。
But we have to be honest.
但是呢，我们必须要诚实。
And not just think about what we have done, but think mostly about what we have not yet done.
那我们不要总是在想着我们都已经做了什么，我们要最多的想的事情就是我们还有什么没做的。
Because Krishna pays attention to that, what we are still holding on.
因为 Krishna 他实际上是注意着呢，就是我们现在还紧抓着不放的那些东西。
Because this is detrimental to us.
因为这个对于我们来说是非常的具有伤害性的。
Surrender to Krishna, act for His benefit, act for His pleasure, is actually for our own benefit.
那么事实上呢，就是向 Krishna 臣服，然后呢去做让他开心的这个事情，其实我们这么做真正的是为了我们的利益的。
Because this type of activities frees us from miseries, so it's for our benefit.
因为呢，就是这样的这种活动呢，就可以让我们解脱痛苦，所以呢，这真的是我们的得到的好处。
Krishna is not waiting for our service.
那么 Krishna 他其实并没有在等着我们的服务。
He's not in desperate need of our service.
而且呢，他也没有说那么急切的非要我们为他做服务。
He does not need our service.
因为他不需要我们的服务。
First of all, Krishna is self-satisfied.
因为这个总体来说呢 ，Krishna 他就是自给自足的那个人。
Means he no need anybody externally to make him satisfied. He's self-satisfied.
那所以说呢，也就意味着 Krishna 他不需要任何外在的人做些事情让他变得。
And servants, he is surrounded by an uncountable number of dedicated, loving servants. He is not in scarcity of servants.
而且呢，他已经被环绕着那么多无私的、充满着爱的那些仆人了，所以说他是也不缺仆人的。
So our service to him for his benefit is meant for our own benefit, actually. So if we don't serve Krishna, then we are left to serve our senses, our minds, our whims, our selfish interests, and we become liable to the law of, to suffer because of karma.
那所以如果我们要是不服务于主的话，我们所服务的就是我们自己的自私的这个利益，是我们自己的这个想法了。那么这些事情呢，它是会招来业报的。
Our constitutional nature is to serve the Lord.
而我们的原本的本性呢，就是去服务主。
We give up that service to serve our selfish interests, either related to ourselves or selfish or related to those connect with us. It remains selfish, even though sometimes it goes by the word of selfless, but it's selfish because it's not meant for the pleasure of the Lord.
但是我们没有去服务，而是呢去服务我们自己的一种服务，无论这个是展现出是对我们自己的一种服务，还是和我们相关联的其他人的一些服务，好像它看起来是无私的，但其实它是自私的。原因就是因为它没有和主相连接在一起，并不是。
There's two sorts of selfishness.
有两种自私。self-centered
selfishness and self-extended selfishness.
一个呢是以自我为中心的自私，另外一个呢是就是自我延展出去的自私。
My family, my friends, my nation, my country, my people.
工作呢是我的家人，然后我的国，就是我的国家，还有我的这个民族。
This has nothing to do with devotional service to the Lord.
那么这些呢，和对主的爱心服务是没有关系的。So
when we act in a selfish way, either for self-centered interests or self-extended interests, we are not actually satisfying our real interests.
那么所以说呢，当我们在这个以自私为目的而活动的时候，无论是以自我为中心的这种自私，还是以自我延展为目的的这种自私，其实都没有真正的去服务于我们。Our
real interest.
我们真正的利益。
Because our real interest is connected with the Lord's interest.
那么因为我们真正的这个利益，我们真正的这个兴趣是在于。
Because we are his parts and parcels. And if you see everyone, myself and others who are connected to me, you see everybody is all part and parcel of Krishna. Then if I serve them thinking in terms of this is doing what is needed to please them without displeasing the Lord, then we will do the best service to everyone.
而且呢，就是当你看到了你自己以及你身边的所有的人都是主的不可分割的一部分的时候，那么你在做这个事情的时候，你就会因为
if you try to please them. But by pleasing the Lord, by doing what is pleasing to the Lord, you serve them.
对，那么你呢，在为他们做事情的时候呢，其实是要想着这个让主开心而去做这个事情。但是呢，你这么做了呢，其实也就让他们开心了，也就服务了他们。Because
you think about, you try to satisfy their self-interest, not their selfish interest.
因为呢，你在做的这些事情呢，是为了他们自己本真的利益而做的，并不是他们的自私自利的利益而做的。
They may not know what is their self-interests.
但是他们也许可能并不知道自己本真的利益是什么。
But we know.
但是我们知道。
So we have to give them, offer service to them that is meant for their self-interest, not their selfish interest.
那么所以说呢，我们为他们做的事情，也就是说我们可能也会让他们去做一些服务。那么这个呢，都是为了他自己本真的这个利益而为的，并不是为他自己。
So this is not always easy to be done.
但是呢，这个并不是总是那么容易就能够做到。
Sometimes we have to make compromise.
有的时候呢，我们可能就要去做出一些妥协。
But we should always, in our hearts, try at least to take care of our self-interest, means the interests of Krishna, and then gradually, by this attitude, Krishna will help us to also serve others for their real self-interest.
那么首先呢，我们先是要按照就是自己的本真的这个利益去行事，也就是说呢，去服务 Krishna 的这样的目的去行事。那当我们这么做的时候呢，慢慢的 Krishna 他也就能够帮助我们去服务于其他的人的本真的利益了。
Like generally people are more interested in, more concerned about their self-centered selfishness than they are about their self-extended selfishness.
比如说呢，通常来说呢，人们可能更倾向于的去考虑他们自己的自私自利的那些利益，相对于和自己相延展出来的那些人的利益。
So the same way in spiritual activities, we should first be interested in our selfless work.
那所以说呢，在这个灵性的这个活动中，我们也是一样的。我们首先要让自己专注在去做自己的，就是本真的利益的事情上。
Means we have to be in very good spiritual health, be taking really care about really self-interests, so then we can help others to also to take care of their selfless interests.
那也就是说呢，要让自己首先是处在一个灵性健康的状态，能够很好的去照顾自己的本真的灵性上的益处，因为只有这么做了，才能够去帮助其他的人去建立起他们的灵性上，就是自我。
Means first we have to be in good health in order to help others in their health condition.
因为也就是说呢，首先我们要先让自己健康。等我们自己健康了以后呢，我们才能够更好的去帮助其他的人也健康起来。
So we have to become strong and really care for our real self-interest by acting in a way that is pleasing to Krishna. And then, in relation to our family members and friends, and we gradually behave because you become strong spiritual, and with the inspiration of Krishna from within, we'll be able to gradually inspire and encourage them also to act for their self-interest.
那所以呢，首先呢，我们要做的一件事情呢，就是让自己这个个人的本真的这个利益。对 Krishna 的服务的这个利益呢，让自己强大起来，然后让自己变得这个灵性上有很强的这种能力，然后慢慢的呢，我们就能够去帮助和我们相关的延展的，比如说我们的家人，他们也能够在这个灵性上得到提升，能够建立起他们的这个个人的利益。
Certainly we may not it might be aBig task, and we may not be always successful in completely successful.
那当然，我们并不是说是总能够让自己完全的处在成功的状态。
But at least you should try in that direction.
但至少呢，我们应该去尝试这个方向。
Because if you try, then the Lord can make arrangements. If you see, the Lord sees that we are sincerely trying.In our attempts to help others do their self, act for their self-interest, then the Lord will help us and we encourage them also from within to also improve.
那么因为就是当我们试着努力着去帮助其他人去建立起他们的本真的自我的这个利益的时候呢，那么 Krishna 就看到了我们的这种尝试，然后呢 Krishna 他就会帮忙了，然后呢他也在那些人的这个内在的心里面去激励他们。
Yes, because Krishna is in the heart of everyone.
因为 Krishna 在所有人的心里。
And we have seen many cases of miracles. People were even opposed to Krishna consciousness. Family members were opposed to Krishna consciousness. And then eventually they even became devotees.
因为呢我们也看到了很多相类似的这种奇迹的发生。那有很多人的这个家庭成员一开始的时候呢就是把这个 Krishna 当成敌人看。但慢慢的慢慢的呢他们也都变得具有了 Krishna 直觉。
Incredible cases.
这都是一些非常的不可思议的例子。
And because of the great dedication of the devotees who try to help others, try to become really give up his selfish interests and try to help others to also give them become more concerned about their self interest, and then gradually Krishna make them change their hearts, help them to change their hearts.
那就是由于这个奉献一直尽责的帮助那些人，从只是关心他们自己的自私自利的这个意图，而转向了这个真正的自我的。就真正的本真的这个益处的时候呢，你其实呢看到他这种尝试以后呢，其实呢就会帮忙了。
So we have to be faithful.
所以呢，我们必须要有信心。
So first, yes, we have to act in such a way that we avoid, try to avoid in our lives the things that are unfavorable to our devotional service to the Lord.
那么首先在我们的生活中呢，我们首先要避免的一件事情就是不要去从事那些不利于我们这个服务于 Krishna 的那些事情。
And if this is what we are going to do for this lifetime, okay, so be it.
那么就说这如果是你要在这一生中所要从事的活动的话就这么做。
And this is already good. The first thing to say, charity starts at home.
那么这已经是挺好的一件事了，因为这个布施呢总是从自己家里边开始。
You have to help yourself first.
但是呢你首先要帮助你自己。
And then gradually you'll be qualified, have the strength to help others.
然后呢慢慢的呢就变得有了资格，有了这种能力去帮助其他的人。
So this process of surrendering is a process, is an ongoing process.
那么所以说呢，这个臣服的程序，它是一个循序渐进，它是一个持续不断的程序。
Once we have started, this is already wonderful. When we already have this made decision that I want to become surrender, and I want to try really endeavor to become totally surrendered. So this is already wonderful, even if you may be very far from total surrender.
所以呢就是如果我们要是有了这种想要去成的这种想法就已经是挺好的了。所以因为呢我在不断的在努力着去进行臣服，虽然说我们这个臣服离真的臣服的距离还很远。
Krishna knows our hearts.
Krishna, 他知道我们的。
We just have to be honest and sincere in our attempts.
那所以只是需要在我们的这个尝试中非常的诚实。
Okay, last question. No, Sati, yes, Sati.
Sati and Das, Sati Maharaj's question, Dimash, 说请问奉献服务是终止我们的业报，还是能够清除我们的业报？Ashu, my question is that does the devotional service to be terminated over karmic reaction or clear out of our karmic reaction?
We'll clear out of our karmic reaction because we stop acting, we start acting for our material interests, so all our our previous karma can all be cleared out, destroy everything, burned to ashes.
那因为我们呢是停止了我们的这个物质的欲望的这种活动，所以说呢，这个奉献服务它实际上是可以清除掉我们所有的这些业报。
It's explained, Srila Rupa Goswami said, by the fire of pure devotional service, all even the seeds of our karma are burned. Means even the karma that are in the form of seed we didn't even fructify.From previous life didn't even fructify, all this is burned. Like when seeds are burned, can never fructify it.
嗯，那如果胡斯瓦米的解释就是说，纯粹的奉献服务，它就连这个，就纯粹的奉献服务之火，就连这个业报的种子都能够被烧尽。也就意味着，就当我们在从事纯粹的奉献服务的时候，那些种下的业报的种子，但是还没有这个开花结果的这个种子，它就开不了花，结不了果了。
嗯 ，Okay, thus.
灵性导师通过给我们指导，保护我们。有时候灵性导师太忙，没有能够给予指导，这说明我们没有得到保护吗？Spiritual master protected us through the guidance, but sometimes the spiritual master is too busy, cannot really give the guidance to us. So does that mean that we haven't got protection from him?
Oh yes, you have all the protection. Oh yes, we have already gotten enough guidance.
你其实已经得到了保护，而且你已经得到了足够的指导了。
Oh yes, your spiritual master already told you to chant the holy names without offenses.
那你的灵性导师已经告诉你要在没有冒犯的情况下去唱诵圣名。
So what are you doing about that?
那么
are you doing about that?
那你是怎么做这些事儿的呢？
Have you fulfilled already that instruction of chanting the holy names without offenses?
那你是不是已经满足了？就是你已经做到了这些训示了吗？你是不是已经在没有冒犯的情况下去唱诵？
That's the most important instruction the guru gives to the disciples. Chant 16 rounds of the Mahamantra Krishna without offenses.
那这是灵性导师给所有的门徒的最重要的训示，也就是在没有冒犯的情况下去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗。
This is an instruction everybody hears at the time of initiation, and they hear all the offenses that they should avoid.
那么这是所有人在起集的时候呢，都能够听到所得到的这个指示，而且呢，这个我们也听到了所有的那些要免除的冒犯，要避免的冒犯。
So we already have a very long work on that, just to try to satisfy that one instruction.
So, we
already
have a lot to do. Yeah,
and for granted, one will be able to chant the holy names without offense, even before when you're just trying to clear the offenses, we're going to feel totally the protection of the Lord.
嗯，那说我们如果要是能够在没有冒犯的情况下唱诵圣名，甚至于在之前，就是当我们在清理我们的这个冒犯的这个阶段的唱诵，我们都能够很清晰的感受到主对我们的保护。
And then every time you chant the holy name, you see the Lord is just next to you to help you in any moment.
而且呢，每次在唱诵圣名的时候，你就会发现主就。坐在你的身边，那可能时刻准备着去保护你。
You don't feel any more disconnected from the Lord.
然后呢，你就再也不会感受到和主之间的断离了。
So if you feel the connection to the Lord, means you feel always His protection.
那么，如果你要是能够感受到和主之间的连接的话，那也就意味着你能感受到时刻的保护。
So yes, we already got enough guidance.To help us to achieve that protection of the Lord.
Yeah, 那所以说呢，我们已经得到了足够的指导，以帮助我们去真达到主的保护。
So we just don't making good use of that instruction. That's all.
但是呢，我们现在呢，没有很好的去用这个训示而已。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
Hare Krishna, Azu.
Hi.
Sorry, 就是刚才那问题，我想进一步再问一下，可以吗？有时间。
可以。可以。
就是，帕布帕德曾经用拔掉电源的电风扇的这个例子来说明，就是我们的奉爱服务停止了这个业报，然后因为惯性的原因，它还会不能马上的停止，还会要继续转一段时间。这个他说的这个比喻是什么情况呢？我解释一下。
Our karma just when we doing
like a wheel.
Like the wheel, just unplug. However, there was still some of the momentum there to keep it going. So, she asked, what kind of a karmic reaction of that?
Well, some residuals still there because we have been doing karma for so many lifetimes. So some residuals of karma be lingering there, you know, for a while. But if you don't plug, we don't plug again the thing into, means we don't connect ourselves with material activities, so eventually it will be finished. Why is like that? So that the devotee is fully aware of the danger and how harmful is to engage in materialistic activities. So in this way, the devotee really takes the most care to really not go back today to do the same stupid activities.
就是说，由于我们呢，在生生世世所积攒下来的这个业报，使得就是我们还有一些残留的东西呢，可能还留在那儿。但是，如果我们要是把这个电源给拔了，然后我们不再把这个电源再插回去的话，那也就意味着就不会再有这个业报再显现了。那么，这个问题就在于，这个奉献者他是完全的明白这个物质倾向的这个活动，它会所造成的这个伤害是多大，所以说呢，他就不会再去从事这个物质的活动。
So yes, we have to be very cautious.
那所以呢，我们要非常的小心。
So Krishna may let us go still experience some traces of our karma, even though we are totally dedicated. So we are cautious. We are not going to reconnect ourselves with materialistic activities, particular sinful activities.
而且，即便是我们非常的这个臣服，也全然的奉献。为 Krishna 做服务，但是呢 ，Krishna 他依然还会让我们留一点儿这个业报的这个痛苦的这个痕迹。那用这个呢来提醒我们，就是这个不要再回到这个物质的这个维度里面去从事活动，因为那是非常的痛苦的。
So eventually, yes, eventually the wheel will stop.
但是呢，终极来说呢，就是这个轮子会停下来的。
Just slowly, slowly, slowly.
对他呢，就会慢慢的，越来越慢的，越来越慢的停下来。
But most devotees who are sincere, dedicated, they experience that they become much more release of suffering, less, no much anxiety in their minds, into their hearts. They feel many, many wonderful effects, even though they are not yet fully surrendered.
那么，但是这个奉献，即便是在没有完全的臣服的状态下，他也能够。越来越的体会到就是内心的这个焦虑的减少，这个压力的减低，已经没有像之前那么痛苦了。
Okay, there is another question that just came. Okay, Sati, go.
而说，那是不是说，就是因为我们现在做的这个奉献服务还不是完全纯粹的奉献服务，所以说也还不能清除所有的那些业报，然后这些业报还像这个电风扇一样，还会因为惯性还会继续转一些，然后逐渐的停下来，是这样理解吗？
So can I also understand that because the devotional service what we're running right now are not the pure devotional service?And that is also the reason why the wheel was not able to stop right away, so it has to stop gradually.
If we are practice pure, pure devotional service sincerely and try and really give up all the unfavorable activities of devotional service, then we are unplugged. But if you do devotional service, but sometimes we do other activities which are not devotional service and can create karma, then means we are unplugging and plugging and plugging and plugging and plugging and plugging. It's different. When you really give up everything and you sincerely try to practice devotional service, applying everything in our lives, then we are totally unplugged. And then, yes, the wheel start moving slower, 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 slower until no more karma is left. But if you are doing devotional service, and meanwhile we also do other activities that are detrimental to our devotional service, means we are plugging again, and then again you do pure devotion, then we unplug, and then again you do non-devotional service, we plug again. So that's a little different.
所以呢，这里面有两个情况啊，一个呢就是说，如果我们就是特别的纯情的奉献的去做纯粹的奉献服务的话，那也就意味着我们的这个电是彻底的被拔掉了，然后呢不会再插回去。那这样的话呢，我们的这个轮子呢就会慢慢的逐渐的就会停下来。但是我们如果要是一方面呢从事奉献服务，这会儿呢我们在做服务的时候呢，我们就把这电给拔了。但是呢我们一会儿呢又去做一些不利于奉献服务的这件事儿，那么这件事儿呢它就会这个导致这个业报的产生，那然后它也就意味着我们把这个电又插回去了，所以呢就这么不断的这个插上又拔，插了又拔，所以呢这是两种状况。
Particularly if you do activities that are very harmful, we may not be able to do our pure devotional service perfectly yet, but we are trying, honestly trying, and we have given up all sinful activities. You are very careful about giving up all sinful activities. In that condition, yes, we are unplugged. We are unplugged, and it goes slowly because we are in the process of surrender. It goes slowly until all karma will be finished when you are completely surrendered. In the other case, if you are still doing activity that harmful, detrimental, then this is like plugging back again.
但是还有一种呢，就是我们这个从事奉献服务，但是呢，我们又这个还不能够完全的从事纯粹的奉献服务，可是呢我们心里面是明白的，是了解的，所以呢我们非常有意识的让自己逐渐的去让自己变得纯粹下来，那这样的话呢也就是说我们是在这个拔电的这个过程中，然后慢慢的这个轮子就停了下来。但是如果我们要是一方面做纯粹服务，做奉献服务，另外一方面呢又去从事一些不对的这个事情，那么它就会产生业报，而且这个业报呢它是非常的具有毁灭性的。
So one thing is not being able to do everything perfectly, but trying to do perfectly, and the other side is to go back and do the wrong things that we are not supposed to do. That is unplugging. You are unplugging.
那所以说呢，就是一方面呢是做纯粹的奉献服务，那么另外一方面呢是努力的去做纯粹的奉献服务，还有另外一方面呢就是这个一边做服务，然后另外一边呢还在这个做不好的这个事情，那这会儿呢你就没有办法拔电。
So yes, we keep connecting and disconnecting. Certainly we are making some advancement, but then we may disturb that little advancement by the wrong activity, and then you do this. And Krishna certainly appreciates there is always some attempt to do that, but that can be accepted, accepted for some time. After some time, particularly if the devotee is initiated, after some time the devotee really has to give up all sinful activities or all activities that are really detrimental to his devotional service, even though he may not be perfectly doing everything very, very well, but at least he gives up all those activities that are really very detrimental.
那么然后呢，就是这个， 奉献者他在就是一边做服务，但是一边呢又做一些不好的事情的这个过程中呢，其实也是能够在这个灵性上取得进步的。那这个慢慢的，但是逐渐的慢慢的呢，这个奉献者他就必须要把这个这个就是非常的不利于我们奉献服务的这些非常有伤害性的这些活动要停止下来。
嗯，还行。So that's a little difference.
Yeah, 所以说呢，这里面是有一些不一样的地方的。
嗯。Okay, next question. Is, I don't know if we have time. Govinda Nandini.
刚刚说，请问我们应该怎么看待居士生活中的夫妻吵架？是不是说明我们还有很多的物质欲望不够成熟？谢谢您。How to consider the squabbles?Between the Grihastha couples, if that means that we still have a lot of material desires, so we are not surrendering enough. Thank you.
Well, it's just because we have our, still have our false ego, and then the other disturb our false ego, and then it's not very, this type of things are not very, very significant.
嗯，那这只是意味着我们还有一些这个假我，我们现在还没有那么完全的臣服，但这并不是大不了的事儿，就不那么太重要。
嗯、it's like thunder in the clear sky.
那么这好像是在这个晴空中的霹雷。
Thunder in the clear sky does not going to be, create rain.
也就是说呢，晴空中的霹雷呢也不会下雨。
So as long as just little scribbles, little thing is just a little, because for false ego here, false ego there.
那所以呢，就是这个吵架，只不过就是还有点假我。
Hey, last time we had questions, and the questions they were not put forward. We had questions and finished from last time.
Really, Fatima?
Yes.
阿叔，咱们上次好像还有些没有问完的问题。嗯，对。
下面还有一个问题，我看一下上周的问题，好吗？
Sarimaji is a question from Master Vic, but here is one of
the
questions from Jaya Krishna Lianshikri. Mataji, 伟达有三种临接客人的仪式，第一个唱圣吟花环，唱诵圣吟和花环，请问阿叔椰子是怎么用的？枯萨草可以泡水供奉给主吗？Oh, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. There were three ways to welcome the guest according to the Vedic culture. One is that using the coconut. The other one is chanting the holy name. The other one is to offering the garland. So my question is that how to use the coconut?And also, if it's okay to use the kusa grass to soak in the water to offer to the Lord.
Yeah, but don't get caught in all those details.
Sorry, the one.
Don't get caught in all those details.
Oh, okay. 就是不要过多的去追随这些细节。
We receive guests with sweet words.
那我们呢就用甜美的话语来迎接客人。
Even if he's an enemy,
即便他是敌人。
And you offer at least offer a seat.
那至少呢要给客人让座。
If he can offer a meal, you offer a meal.
如果你要请他吃饭的话呢，就能请他吃饭。
Or at least offer even a glass of water and say some pleasant words.
那么至少呢要给他喝一杯水，然后呢。向他说一些甜美的话。
The other things are details. Maybe you are not available where you are. So what you gonna do? You're gonna have to fetch a coconut and a kusha grass in a place where you don't have these things. So this are details. Are not so important as the principles themselves.
那么其他的呢是一些细节。那么这些细节呢，可能在你所居住的地方也找不着，所以说呢，也就不用去这个。求戏了。那比如说您住的这个地方，如果是没有椰子，也没有枯草草的话，那怎么办呢？所以说不用管了。
So pay more attention to the principles than to the details.
所以说呢，让自己要更多的去注重这个原则，而不是注重体面。
Offer a seat, offer some food if you can, or offer some water, or at least offer some pleasant words.
给客人让座，如果是可以的话呢，请客人吃饭；不行的话呢，至少要给请客人喝一杯水，和对他说一些甜美的话。
So questions from last time, I remember was a question from Ramananda Prabhu from Kunming.
Okay. 那个夏天娃姐，你找到了吗？就是阿叔说上次就 Ramananda 跑步在就昆明的 Ramananda 跑步问过一个问题。你们阿叔经典上说我们是 Krishna 不可缺少的一部分，主 Krishna 是完整的，为什么会说我们是主不可缺少的呢？如何正确的理解不可缺少的？Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. According to the sastra, that we are the parts and parcels of the Lord. However, Lord Krishna is complete already. How come we are the part of him?
It's like, there's another part?
No, that's it.
It's like the sun and the sunshine. The sun is the original of the sunshine. The sunshine is coming from the sun.
那么这个太阳，那这个阳光呢？它是原始来自于太阳的。
So they are eternally coming from the sun.
所以呢，他们是这个永恒的来自于太阳的。
So we are eternally parts and parcels of the Lord. Does not mean because we are parts and parcels that now the Lord is fragmented. Materially speaking, it's like that. If a thing is fragmented into pieces, then it loses its own wholeness. But the Lord is perfect and complete, even though so many entities, parcels are also perfect and complete, come from Him. It remain always the complete all.
但是主呢，他一直都是让自己保持在一个完整和完全的一个状态下，即便是所有的这个生物体全部都来自于他，都是他的一部分。
The Lord is always whole and complete, even though so many expansions come from Him, so many parts and parcels from Him, it remains complete, whole and complete.
就即便是有这个扩展呢，所有的生物体呢都来自于他，但是。
And example is the sun. The sun is always radiating light, sun rays, and it's never become less.
那么这个例子呢，就来自于这个太阳。你说这个太阳呢，它可以绽放出很多的这种光芒，但是呢，它自己从来就没有因为发出了光，所以它就变少了。
Okay, thank you everybody for your questions.
Also, because the literary translation about the part and the parcel of the Lord in Chinese is that we are the necessary part.
No, we are not necessary part. The Lord manifests in many. The Lord manifests many parts and parcels. Just to expand his enjoyment.
那么就是因为我刚才问一下，就是这个，因为在这个翻译上说呢，就是 Krishna， 我们是 Krishna 不可缺少的一部分。那其实我们并不是说是 Krishna 那不可缺少的那一部分，而是 Krishna 呢，他是按照他的这个快乐，他喜欢，所以呢，他就这个
to expand his happiness, he expands him.Himself in many parts and parcels.
对他呢，他是为了要这个扩展他的这个快乐，所以说呢，他就扩展出了好多这些这个部分。
Yeah. Thank everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
Yeah, a very special thank you to Satya Dhanakeli Mataji for allowing us to be together for this amount of time.
感谢 Satya Mataji 和 Dhanakeli Mataji 允许我们大家能够共聚这段时光。
Yeah, and Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
师弟姐，早听到知音佛来聆听，我们今天早课呢就到此结束，非常非常感谢库什纳巴库什纳巴的卡布吉亚拉叔为我们的精彩的讲课和这问题的耐心的解答，非常感恩萨迪玛吉给我们安排的这个平台。谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 追求之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。